Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, Right Tight, described by Mr. D.N. Parker as the most Bixian type of record I've ever heard from a Negro orchestra. It's great trumpet, isn't it? I suppose it must be Ed Lewis. Mr. W.J. Davis of Sidcup asks if bands like Sammy Kaye, Jan Garber, Ben Burney and Isham Jones come into the category of vintage popular music. Well, they do indeed. And since you'd like something by one of these, how about this rather nice ballad, For All We Know, recorded in 1934 by Isham Jones and his orchestra, with vocal by Joe Martin. By Isham Jones and his orchestra for Mr. W.J. Davis. I have a very complimentary letter from Mr. J.A. Clark of Slough, thank you very much, who asks if I'll play either George Shearing's accordion record, Squeezing the Blues, or one of the old bands from back in the Crystal set days of 2LO and all that jazz, playing Linger a While. I know of the Shearing record, but I've never owned a copy, Mr. Clark, so how about your other choice, Linger a While, the original 1923 recording by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with Henry Bussey on trumpet. Thank you. Linger a While by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra for Mr. J.A. Clark. Mr. and Mrs. Kane of Orpington are celebrating their 35th wedding anniversary. Today, is it? Well, congratulations anyway. And your son James and his wife Jill asked me to play for Mom and Dad a good record of Time on My Hands. Well, I don't think they come any better than Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra with Al Bowley singing, so here it is. Noble with Al Bowley singing Time on My Hands for Mr. and Mrs. Kane. Mr. Edwin Dennis of Halsted, Essex, has been thinking over what to request and finally settled for a Savoy Havana Band record of Tampa Bay or a good Benson Orchestra of Chicago record. I'm sorry, Mr. Dennis, but I can't find a good copy of the Savoy Havana one. So will this Benson do? Oogie Oogie Wah Wah with some great hot clarinet throughout the last chorus. Thank you. Wah-Wah, which, in case you care, is a song about Eskimo love talk, played there by the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, to be exact, on June the 20th, 1922, from Mr. Edwin Dennis. Mr. Tom Brown of Sudbury comes up with another request, this time for Weary River, from the first National Vitaphone picture of the same name. That's what it says on the label, anyway. Rudy Valley sings it, and his Connecticut Yankees play it. By Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees for Mr. Tom Brown of Sudbury. A rather interesting inquiry comes with a request from Mr. Michael McAllister of Billericay, who listened when I broadcast some unissued records a few weeks ago, and he has an American LP on the Old Masters label, which includes the Savoy Bearcats record of Senorita Mine, which was never issued on the 78. He says it's a rather corny tune with an odd staccato trumpet solo, whereas the one I announced as Senorita Mine is called Bearcat Stomp on the LP. I think someone in the production department just got his tapes in a twist. It's very easily done, very painful too. But anyway, just for interest and I hope pleasure, here are the Savoy Bearcats playing the real Senorita Mine, the same one as I played some weeks ago. Thank you. Senorita Mine by the Savoy Bearcats, and here they are now playing the real Bearcat Stomp. Oh, that's Bearcat Stomp by the Savoy Bearcats. Does that sort it all out, Mr. McAllister? You ask me if I can play the Marion Mackay record of Doo Wacka Doo, which is supposed to have a Bix solo. I can and will, but it's Leroy Morris on cornet, not Bix. Sorry about the surface noise and the crack, but it's the only copy I've ever seen. Mackay and his orchestra, Do Wackadoo with Leroy Morris on cornet, and No Bix. Well, I hope that sorted that out. We'll have some more of these requests after the break.
How to save over £300 on a new Alfa Romeo. Now, Alfa Romeo prices have just gone up 12.5%. We know Alfa Romeo means hexagon, and while stocks last, Hexagon's large selection of Alfas are being sold at the old prices. Therefore, hexagon plus Alfa Romeo minus 12.5% means a saving of over £300 on the new recommended price of an Alfetta, or £200 on an Alfa Sud. Call Hexagon of Highgate on 01348-5151.
Hello, this is Kathy. Do you know that Capital has opened its very own shop at Euston Tower? I'll be able to help you choose from a whole range of goodies. Sweatshirts, t-shirts, exclusive Capital belts, and a whole new range of super silver jewellery. Pop in and see me between 9.30 and 5.30, Monday to Friday.
And here we are back again on Mardi Gras. And next, Mr. Leslie Jackson of Willesden asked for a replay of the Benny Goodman Quartet record I used some time ago, I'm a Ding-Dong Daddy from Dumas. With pleasure. Ding-Dong Daddy from Dumas by the Benny Goodman Quartet. What is a Ding-Dong Daddy and where is Dumas? Well, perhaps I shouldn't ask. Our friend Mr. R.J. Temple of North Harrow, who asked for a record of Jack Smith some time ago, would like me to play Bing Crosby's My Blue Heaven. Well, I would if I could find it, but as I can't, will your alternative the original Boop Boop A Doop Girl do instead? I've got Paul Whiteman's My Blue Heaven, and though Bing is in the ooh-ooh chorus, the soloist is Austin Young, falsetto, and it's in very rough shape too, the record, I mean. So let's have some Boop Boop A Doop from the late lamented Helen Kane in Do Something.
Oh, honey, oh, honey, why is it that you act so funny when we should be making love? Oh, I'm willing, I'm so willing, but nothing that you do seems thrilling. I long for your pet, where am I getting? There's the moon way up high. Here are you Here am I. Oh, do. Do do something. Well, I ain't been hugged, and I ain't been kissed, and I want to see just what I've missed. So, oh, do. Oh, do something. I got the time and the place and the time I know. I got a bench and a park and a park and a bench and oh. You know, other pairs, they're making cake. But look at me, I'm just going to waste. So, oh, do. Oh, do something. Summer night, stars galore. Oh, tell me, what are we waiting for, huh? Oh, come on, honey. Oh, come on. Something. You know, it's been told and explained that nothing tried is nothing gained. So, oh, do something. I got a hug and a kiss and a kiss and a hug or two. I want to give them away, and I'm going to give them away to you. Sitting round, oh, it seems so dumb. And look at me, I'm just getting numb. So, do something.
Do something, boop, boop, ba-doop, from Helen Kane, from Mr. R.J. Temple. Mr. John D. Stetterford of Watford sends a massive list in with mostly records too modern for me. In fact, I must admit, I've never heard of some of them. But he would like to hear Lou Stone and his band playing tribute to Duke Ellington, Solitude. Thank you. Lou Stone and his band Solitude, Mr. John Stettiford. Mr. David Smith of Mold, North Wales, loves the programme, he says, for though he can't pick it up direct, he gets a London-based friend to tape it for him. Well, I think devotion like that deserves a request being played, don't you? But Mr. Smith says there seems to be so little of musical value recorded before 1917 in the jazz and popular line. Well, there was no jazz, that's for sure, but it's not easy to select the best track made before 1917, as Mr. Smith suggests I do. Still, I started digging into the oldest inhabitants of my library and found this one, recorded in 1909 by the great banjoist Wes Ossman, with piano by Theodore Morse. It's Buffalo Rag, composed by the great ragtime pianist Tom Turpin, friend of Scott Joplin himself. I think that ought to get by. Buffalo Rag by Tom Turpin, brilliantly performed on the banjo by Wes Ossman on March 2, 1909, for Mr. David Smith. Mr. Sandy Forbes of Bratton, Wiltshire, is very keen on the Arthur Rosebery Band, and no wonder. It was one of the best of the smaller British dance bands of the late 20s, and he asks if I'll play their record of Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love. I happen to have a copy here, labelled Will Perry's Orchestra, so here goes.
All the Amsterdam do it, not to mention the pills. folks since I am the whip. Think of Siamese twins, some Argentines without beans do it. People say in Boston even beans do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love.
Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love by Arthur Roseberry and his orchestra, with Paul Finlay taking a beautiful trumpet solo from Mr. Sandy Forbes. One for a young lady whose birthday is today. A group of friends have asked me to play a McKinney's Cotton Pickers for her, with best wishes, many happy returns and all that jazz. So here it is, Peggy, for Mrs. Peggy Wright of Chigwell, Essex. Peggy by McKinney's Cotton Pickers for Mrs. Peggy Wright. And lastly, another birthday girl. Actually, the great day is gone a few days ago, but Mr. John Wadley asked me to play for this for his wife Pauline. He says it's very appropriate. So we have the All-Star Orchestra with Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller and others. I'm more than satisfied.
¶¶
I'll say that I'm more than satisfied. Somebody's kiss seems so sweet, and lips that say come repeat. No wonder I'm more than satisfied. I've done away with all my weeps, kissed the fools goodbye. I've given up myself for keeps, there's a reason why. I'd have to write plenty books to tell you just how she looks. I'll say that I'm more than satisfied.
Star Orchestra, I'm more than satisfied. Many happy returns of the day, Pauline. Well, that's it this week, I'm sorry to say, but there'll be some more come next Sunday, so will you join me then? Fine, then there'll be some more old good oldies to suit everyone. At least I'll try. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music, and all that jazz.